I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. The World Health Organization has come under fire for being too deferential to China in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Last month, the WHO praised China's efforts to combat the epidemic and urged other countries not to restrict travel. But some public health experts say the WHO's support of China's decision to quarantine 60 million people was inconsistent with the organization's guidelines. The WHO's director general denied the organization bowed to Chinese pressure and said that China's actions have slowed the spread of the virus. Nissan has sued Carlos Ghosn and is seeking $90 million in damages to recoup costs related to the former chairman's alleged financial misconduct. Ghosn was facing multiple criminal charges in Japan before he fled to Lebanon in late December. Ghosn has denied wrongdoing. In January, Ghosn sued Nissan for $18 million for wrongful termination from a joint venture between Nissan and Mitsubishi Motors. Pope Francis has decided against relaxing rules on celibacy for Roman Catholic priests. The decision is a setback for progressive bishops who have advocated for married priests to relieve a clergy shortage in various parts of the world. Francis also discouraged the idea of allowing women to be ordained as deacons. The Pope said that women should be given roles that don't entail holy orders, but allow them to serve, quote, in a way that reflects their womanhood. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.